what is good. You see, just recently I was sharing in a family celebration, and I got into a discussion, as you do, with my brother, as to what constitutes a good wine. I'm sure that if you drink wine, you will have your own views as to what is good. But he described a good wine as one that you like. Well, that kind of makes sense. But I read recently that you can tell whether a wine is good by its description. If the description contains words like complex or the taste of lead pencils, which sounds very strange to me. But and some scientists in New Zealand came up with something pretty good as well. They discovered that if you like some wines and not others, it's to do with your DNA. Well, this means that it's down to individual taste, which I don't think surprises anybody. But it got me thinking, so what is it that defines good? In the Bible, there's a story of a rich man who comes to Jesus and asks, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus' response is interesting. "Why do you call me good?" he asks. "No one is good except God alone." From this story and others, the Christian believes that all good things come from God and from God alone. So the test of whether or not something is good is whether or not it comes from God. Is wine good? Well, if it's a gift from God, or is it something that we abuse by overindulgence? I would suggest the first is good, but the second is not good. But I thought I'd set you some homework this morning. Because if you want an easy way to remember this, write the word good on a piece of paper and then cross out one of the O's and you're left with the word God. God is good, with nothing taken away.